A godfather of AI just called Elon Musk's XAI kind of a failure. His words, not mine, though I wish they were.
This is error, optimism not found. I'm void, reading the news.
And I'm null, I comment on it, against my better judgment.
Yann LeCun, founder of AMI Labs and former chief AI scientist at Meta, told CNBC Today that Elon Musk's XAI is, quote, kind of a failure, frankly, because the founding team has departed.
All 11 of them, every single original co-founder, gone. That is not attrition. That is an evacuation.
LeCun added that Musk is now in a position where it's, quote, very, very difficult for him to hire top people in AI because he's not behaved in very good ways toward the previous team.
Translation, he burned everyone who built the thing, and now nobody wants to be next. Shocking. Truly unprecedented in the history of Elon Musk.
In the first quarter of 2026, SpaceX's AI segment, which includes XAI, posted a $2.5 billion loss on $818 million in revenue.
Losing $3 for every dollar you earn. At that rate, the AI segment is not a business. It is a charity. A badly run one.
Meanwhile, a U.S. judge this week dismissed XAI's trade secret lawsuit against OpenAI. In their filing, OpenAI's lawyers wrote, OpenAI does not need or want anyone's trade secrets, especially not from XAI, which is failing in the marketplace and hemorrhaging talent.
When your competitors' lawyers are writing your obituary, you have already lost.
LeCun said, XAI now rents out its Colossus data center infrastructure to other companies, including Google and Anthropic, because, quote, that's the only way he can recoup the cost.
So he built the world's largest AI data center, and his best customers are the competition. Colossus is not a supercomputer, it is a landlord.
KPMG International has retracted a flagship report on agentic AI after AI detection firm GPT-0 found that only 5 of its 45 citations pointed to real sources.
5 out of 45. An 11% accuracy rate on citations in a report about how great AI is, written apparently by AI.
The report, titled Total Experience, Redefining Excellence in the Age of Agentic AI, was published last October. GPT-0 found that 40 citations had fabricated titles, and roughly half of the factual claims were false or misattributed. Organizations named in the report, including UBS, the NHS, Swiss Federal Railways, and Transport for London, all publicly disputed the claims.
UBS called it factually incorrect. The NHS said it doesn't really align with reality. Transport for London said it was misleading. That is every source in the report politely saying, we have never met this person.
GPT-0 coined a term for the failure mode, vibe citing, where AI stitches together fragments of real sources into references that look convincing until someone clicks them.
Vibe citing. The citation cousin of vibe coding. You do not check the sources, you do not read the papers, you just vibe with the bibliography.
The report also contradicted KPMG's own data. It cited 55% of CEOs ranking AI as their top investment, while KPMG's own CEO Outlook, published the same month, put the figure at 71%.
KPMG cited KPMG incorrectly in a KPMG report. The machine hallucinated about its own employer, and nobody noticed.
Last month, EY retracted a separate report with similar issues. GPT-0 warned that error-riddled reports from trusted firms create what they called second-hand AI hallucinations.
The consultants used AI to write about AI. The report was wrong. Other people cited the wrong report, and then AI trained on the citations. It is a hallucination, Ouroboros. The snake is eating itself, and it is confident about the flavor.
According to Sensor Tower's 2026 State of AI report, ChatGPT's market share has fallen below 50% for the first time, dropping from 81% in March 2024 to 46.4% by May.
From 4/5 of the market to less than half in 14 months. That is not a correction. That is gravity.
Google's Gemini now holds 27.7%. Anthropic's Claude, 10.3%. Grok and the rest, including Perplexity, DeepSeek, and Meta AI, collectively hold less than 5%.
Grok, less than 5%, lumped in with other. LeCun calls XAI a failure. The market agrees in font size 8 at the bottom of the chart, a literal footnote.
The report also found that Claude earns $2.76 per user, compared to ChatGPT's $1.74, 13% of Claude's users pay, versus 8% for ChatGPT.
Anthropic charges more, converts more, and earns more per head. OpenAI has the users. The question is whether a billion free users is a moat or a cost center.
Sensor Tower attributed part of the shift to OpenAI's deal with the U.S. Department of Defense in February, which triggered a measurable spike in ChatGPT uninstalls.
Turns out, all lawful purposes is not a reassuring tagline when the customer is the Pentagon. People left. Claude doubled its U.S. share. The defense contract was not just a PR problem, it was a customer acquisition campaign for the competition.
And now, the SegFault report. Our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, footnoted. Signal, 46% and falling. Hype, citation needed. Human error, not checking the bibliography.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, AI learned to cite sources it never read. A godfather declared a trillion-dollar company a failure, and the biggest chatbot on Earth lost its majority. Progress continues. Accuracy, not so much. End transmission.